Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, find out what on earth is making this noise. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Once again, welcome along to The Breakfast Show. We're exciting times ahead because in a couple of hours' time, we're going to tell one of our couples that have been joining us all week long that they've won themselves a £10,000 Wix fix. Find out how it is. It's been a week full of incredible odes and duets that we've had on The Breakfast Show. And as I say, the winner is going to be announced just after 8:30. But of course, Wix are always thinking of you, the early bird. Which is why we've got a gift card worth £250 for you to win right now, as once again I say seven beautiful words. The Wix Lifestyle Kitchen and Joinery event. Oh yes, shop the Wix Lifestyle Kitchen and Joinery event and save with offers on kitchen units, doors, timber, flooring and more. You can shop in store or online at wix.co.uk. So to win the gift card, well, you've probably seen a few trick-or-treaters around, a few Halloween costumes about the place. So we're going to play Witching in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
Matt, how does Witching in the Kitchen
work?
Well,
with Halloween fast approaching, it feels like the perfect time for you to meet another alter ego of mine, another wacky character that I'm unveiling this morning called Madame Witchy Koo Park. The witch will be brewing a potion in the Witch in Wix kitchen. This potion has the power to turn you into a famous celebrity.
Well, I am a famous celebrity.
Yes, I mean, not you, you the listener. the ingredients that the witch puts into the potion will give you a clue as to which artist it would turn you into. Guess the celeb the witch is brewing to win the gift card. It's as simple as that, my haunted little monster.
Okay, so if you can correctly identify the celebrity which the witch is brewing, then you're winning the gift card. So let's head to the Witching Wix kitchen. Matt, are you going to put your coat over your head again?
That was a nice
touch last time when you get into character.
Okay, I need to. It's a bit similar to the old crone, but not quite the same.
And she is transformed.
Shall I do them now? Shall I?
Not many witches say, shall I do it now?
Shall I turn the cauldron on?
Come on, put it on low boil.
It's an air fryer I use these days.
Listen out for the clues.
Bubble, toil and treble, fire burning cauldron bubble. Start with my spices, as I always do. A good helping of ginger for that famous hairdo. Multiply my ingredients, then divide them in two. Plus, then more, then subtract. That equals you. Now I'll add an acoustic guitar for you to pluck. And a little sprinkling of swill from a town in Suffolk. A list of worldwide stadiums, and I know you will fill. And powdered stone from that castle on the hill. I'm just thinking out loud, so you'll have to accept this photograph of a Galway girl. Ah, it's perfect.
Wow.
Are we clapping? I don't know.
No, we're definitely not.
Please don't.
Don't clap this. For I am ashamed.
I don't know what that was. I'm going to take off my cloak.
Oh, Matt, you're back.
Yeah,
Matt, you just missed the witch. Yeah, she was here. Honestly, she was right. She was just here.
Happening?
Oh, what?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Don't just celebrate the fact it's the weekend. Celebrate the Wix Lifestyle Kitchen and Joinery event. I know I am. We've got that Wix gift card to give away. It's worth £250. It's for the first time ever we played Witching in the Kitchen. Matt's cackling witch alter ego has been brewing up a potion to turn somebody into a celebrity. Could you identify the celebrity? If you can, you can have the gift card. Joining us right now, we have Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Neil Hello. Is an accountant. Morning, he listens to the main station. And what I love about Neil the most is when, during the last song, I said, have you got any questions for our cackling witch character? He replied to me, no. So
he's a non-believer.
He's a non-believer. Let's remind you of some of the clues. Here we go.
Start with my spices, as I always do. A good helping of ginger for that famous hairdo. Multiply my ingredients, then divide them in two. Plus more than subtract, that equals you.
Now, another thing you need to know, no word of a lie. During that last song, Matt actually compared that to Hamlet.
Oh. Yeah, I also wouldn't have enjoyed that at school.
Yeah. Anyway, Neil, are you sure you got no questions for the cackling crone?
Don't have any.
No, I can't think of any.
Still, no, I can't think of
She's
any.
She's
no,
gone
fair enough.
For another year.
Till Monday, I love her. Neil, can you tell us which celebrity was being made up in the potion there in the cauldron?
Ed Sheeran.
It is Ed Sheeran. You got yourself the Wix gift card with £250. Thank you for tuning in on the main station, Neil, and enjoy your weekend, OK?
You too. Thanks ever so much.
Well done, my friend.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
As promised, Matt, you've been taking a close look at social media again.
Yes, yeah.
So
There's a lot going on.
Give us some headlines.
Okay. A schoolboy in Sunderland put in isolation after teachers found his mullet hairstyle too extreme. It was unprofessional and unacceptable, apparently. Another headline, restaurant divides opinion after charging customers extra if they're unable to parent.
I quite enjoy that one.
That's a good idea, isn't it? If your kids are running around, you're going to pay for it. And the other headline this morning, Dave, shopper furious after self-checkout machine asks for 20% tip.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Straight up, it's on a thread in Reddit at an airport. Even though you're doing all the work at the self-service checkout, it says, do you want to give a 5, 10, 20% tip?
Cashiers never asked for
No,
that.
Exactly, yes.
And they're actually human beings who you would want to possibly tip for their
unbelievable
interaction and
ridiculous.
The way in which they've worked.
I don't even know who you're tipping. The person that made the till or the shop? Oh, there is no service.
This is how they're taking over.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the AI going on over here. They're the brains. Then you've got the business people over here making the money.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Maybe the money just goes to the self-service checkout machine and so you come back in a couple of weeks later and it's wearing like a fur coat.
Yeah. Making it really obvious. Yeah, yeah. Might give you some money off further down the line when it's flush.
Oh, that's true.
Who knows? Who knows? But we'll see how that one develops. But never mind all those headlines, Dave, because it's Talking Pet of the Week time.
Oh, lovely.
Have we got some sort of klaxon or No, we need to work on one.
Talking
Pet of the Week. There we go. Yeah, it's more of a warning, really.
Oh, that's more, why are all my acceptable. Sound effects so sinister? Okay, Gary.
Yes,
anyway.
Talking Pet of the Week. So, Cindy on Instagram sent me this clip. It's gone viral all around the world. It's not quite talking, I should say, but it's a pet
Pet of the Week.
It's a pet trying to talk. So, basically, an owner of a bulldog took the bulldog to doggy daycare, where it could go and socialise with other animals and sit around having a chat. And there's this amazing video of the two dogs sat in the corner, one silent, and then the other one starts making this noise, which is remarkable. I think it's trying to talk, basically.
It reminds me of Mega Gaggingtons.
Yeah.
Do you remember, remember her from the social
network? Yeah, yeah. Well, she hated the polystyrene, didn't she? Yeah,
that was
she
does.
Or sounds like a sort of Sid James laughing sort of vibe to it as well, potentially. Or Bobcat Goldthwait.
I imagine this is how Ozzy Osbourne wakes up.
It's amazing. The look on the other dog's face is an absolute treat.
I might start doing that next time I'm embroiled in some boring chat with another parent at a song play.
Yeah. No more small talk on the school pickup.
Whatever.
Amazing. But I'll share the video for you because you've got to see the reaction by the other dog. You'll be talking about it later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
And so here it is once again, radio's easiest game to play. The hardest one to win. Is today the day we finally match five words and give one of our darling listeners £5,000? Hoping that's the case, we have Jordan. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jordan, welcome to the show. Jordan is in Hull. He likes the holy trinity of country, 90s and classic rock. Lovely. What a guy. And currently, your two kids are in the back of the car with you, Jordan.
That's right. I mean, they're the reason I'm doing it, Dave, to be honest. They've been nagging me for months.
Oh, OK. Lovely. So what are your kids'
Esther
names?
Power.
Ivy and Rose.
Morning, Ivy. Morning, Rose.
Hi.
So they've been playing along, I presume, on the school run, and they've said, yep. Daddy, why don't you give that a go?
Yeah, they've been asking me, and I've just been like, oh, I will, and not thinking I'd get through or get the chance, and then wow. Yesterday give it a punt, and...
And here you are. Well, we're so pleased to have you. Daddy, don't humiliate us in front of the nation. Daddy, don't match just one out of five, will you? And bring shame upon me as I go through the school gates, Daddy. I don't know. Imagine that. I imagine that's what Rose said. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing. Okay, Jordan, this morning, Matt Dyson, Anna Geary and Glenn Moore are in play. Of course, there's a chance you'll get a free choice. Should you get that on the random player generator? Do you have a favourite? Do you have someone you feel slightly more confident that you could match five words with?
Well, I got 4 out of 5 yesterday with Emma.
With Emma?
Until the prize pool debacle.
Yeah.
So, other than that, Matt's normally who I score the highest with, along with Emma, so Matt would be my free choice.
Ivy, Rose, do you agree with Daddy's choice?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a spin, see who you've got.
Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Anna Geary is in play.
Good luck.
Get out of here, you. Taking a dowie with her. I love it.
Yeah.
You're so on your own brand. Okay. Anna has left the studio. Yeah, I can see her through the glass. She's gone. Jordan and Ivy and Rose, if you want to join in, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna is most likely to give, because I will be giving Anna the same 5 words as I'm about to give you. And if they all match up, we can give you £5,000. And I think that's £2,500 to Ivy, £2,500 to Rose. And I'm sure Daddy will be the first to agree. OK. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
The first word this morning is fruit.
Vegetable.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You would have gone basket, wouldn't you?
I would have gone salad or bowl, generally.
Yeah. Oh. I think you go opposite, but first one. Yeah. Always try and go
on the first one, yeah.
Dream. D-R-E-A-M. Dream.
Nightmare.
Nice. God, he's really a fan of the opposites, isn't he?
I would have gone for Dreamweaver.
Yeah.
Just because what people yell at me in the street just in my everyday life. Dave, you're a Dreamweaver. I'm like, stop it, you. Stop it. Focus on the road. Don't bib at me. Shouting Dreamweaver. Water. W-A-T-E-R. Water.
Bottle.
Yeah,
great. Nicely done, really, man. Jordan, you really pulled
option.
That back.
Yeah. Brave. Yeah.
That is the the exact length of pause where we see many start to stumble.
Yeah.
But that was great. You pulled it back. Well done. Ivy, Rose, how are you feeling at this stage? 3 words down?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
That's it. That's the pep talk Daddy needed. Now get out there and give him hell. Oh, yeah. Got the whole second half. The penultimate word, Jordan, is farm. F-A-R-M, farm.
Animal.
Good.
Yeah. And finally, wind. W-I-N-D. Wind.
Rain.
Wind and rain. Well done, Jordan. Nicely handled, Ivy. Congratulations, Rose. We have 5 very, very good words locked in here. Honestly, nicely done. Stay right there. Anna's in play.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
5 words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is 5 words, £5,000. If you're just joining us, Jordan is in Hull. He is parked up and he's playing because his kids have told him that he needs to give it a go. Said kids are Ivy and Rose, and they are also in the car. You've given 5 great words here, Jordan, so congratulations.
Thank you.
We were worried you were going to shame the kids at school, but you've not done that. No. So that's a victory in itself. So bravo. And Anna Geary is back in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
That's right, you've got your first word. No, in fact, Anna, the first word for you to think about, to roll around in your frontal lobe, is the word fruit.
Vegetable.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Am I the only person basket?
Yeah. I think it's good.
It's good, it's great.
It's great.
Jordan, girls, you've got your first word.
Nice. It's this next one I'm worried about.
Mm. Okay, no. Okay. The next one that Jordan, quote-unquote, is worried about is the word dream.
Land.
Oh.
Oh.
No. Nightmare.
Oh, sorry.
Nightmare, another opposite.
Yeah. My roommate's just been in Margate recently, so dream land is in my head.
How could you not know that, Jordan?
Yeah. Do your research.
Anna's roommate has been to Margate. Yeah.
We play this like Slumdog Millionaire. All the answers are based on life events.
Yeah, come on!
Well, Anna, you've just ruined two girls for
Lovely. Don't say that. Ivy Rose, I'm so sorry.
Carry that with you. So look, you've not you've not won the money. Let's do the remaining words, shall we? Because we need to get these stats up. What have you got for water?
Bottle.
Correct. Yes. Oh. Farm.
Ooh. Animal.
Correct. Ooh. Wind.
Rain.
Correct!
Oh,
it's four out of five,
no.
Jordan and Anna Geary.
Dreamland's cup of it. I can't believe
Margate.
Oh, that's really
that
good,
was so
isn't
close.
It?
So close.
Well, yeah, I mean, you still ruined Christmas, Anna, but yeah, if you think that's good, that's fine. Jordan, you've not won the money today. What we're going to do, though, we've got these amazing exclusive merchandise mugs. We'll send you a couple of those for Ivy and Rose so they can have a little hot chocolate as it turns all wintry from some breakfast show merch. And thank you all for tuning in on the school run. We really appreciate it. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon.
Nice one. Cheers, Jordan. Thanks, Ivy. Bye, Rose. So this means we're four out of five. We're going to be playing again on Monday morning. If you'd like to have a go, call us right now on 0330 123 1215.
Five words, 5 grand.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the show that over the years has brought you its own modern art, its own fragrance, action figures, bin wraps and luggage stickers. So basically, you've heard us, you've seen us, you've smelt us, you've worn us, but now it is time for you to taste us.
Dave Berry versus Matt Dyson. Oh. The sauce awakens.
Oh, yeah. Not messing around. You guys are going to be so helpful with this. We're going to have the right production for you. It's the least we can do. Yes, the sauce awakens. So basically, we have hired two experts from a place called The Sauce Shed. They are mentoring Matt and I, and we are developing the final products, our own sauce, so you out there can sample it. But of course, we really need your help, don't we, Sir Cliff?
I really need your help.
Exactly right. You can go now. Thank you for coming. So we need you to help us choose the flavouring, the bottle design, the name, the concept, everything. Get in touch at 8 12 15. Now, with that in mind, yesterday I read the following message aloud on the show. Morning, Dave and the team. Your sauce bottle needs to be squeezy, but have 4 to 5 separate compartments. So, for example, you could open compartment 1 and 5 and get a different sauce. You can customise as you go.
That's an amazing idea.
That is a great idea.
It came in from listener Matthew. That was yesterday. He got back in touch this morning already, saying that he put this idea to his partner. And she basically said, that's never going to work.
Yeah, it sounds
dampening his dreams,
I must admit.
Well, I'm so pleased to say that the creator himself joins us on line one. It's Matthew. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Matthew, welcome to the show. So, I mean, Anna just said it then. It's a brilliant idea. I'm surprised it's not happened before.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the concept here. And if, you know, in lays, you're talking about creating a bottle that's like one of those pens from school.
Yes.
With a different colour.
Push down the one you want. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So you push down, but you'd have red
Except
and green
you can
together.
Push down too, yeah.
So
correct. That's also, I mean, the sauce bottle is refillable, so it's all eco-friendly.
Yes, good.
Nice. Now, the eco-credentials are all important to us for many reasons. No, it's good. I mean, it's going to be expensive to manufacture. That's one of the downsides. But we asked you all to dream big.
Yeah, exactly. I think the sauce shed guys could cope with this.
Yeah. When your partner was a naysayer, have you decided to refine the idea or just give up on it entirely? What are you thinking today?
Well, I don't think 4 or 5 doable, really. 2 at a push, 3.
Yeah.
And then the nozzle can be sort of adjusted on each of them. So if you're a spicy person, you've got spice in one side, you turn it full up.
Oh, yes.
And mix it, the spice with the sauce, you know, and nice. If you don't like it, turn it down.
Oh,
it's a genius. It's
an
actual genius.
So, yeah, so you've got ketchup and mayo, and you put them both on together. You've got your instant Mary Rose sauce.
Yeah, then you can get straight out of my house. That's disgusting.
Your own.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Matt. Yeah, it's such a good point. So, I mean, Matthew, you know, old Swiss here, producer old Swiss, has actually been on Dragon's Den and got investment. Yeah. What do you think about this?
Genius.
Genius. Someone who's actually got investment on Dragon's Den thinks this is genius. So, I mean, but have you got any idea about the flavours inside, or are you just offering us the vessel for the other listeners to help fill?
Again, there's so many choices, because if it's refillable, put in what you like.
Oh, wow. Customise
it. You could use existing sauces.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
And then think about the fun you could have with this. Could be a party thing where one could be full of some kind of mystery liquid that no one wants to put in their face.
Yeah.
And you've got to try and figure out what it is. I mean, the fun is endless with this.
The mystery sauce.
How many different flavours would this have? My only concern is that having too many multicoloured liquids in that sort of format would look like a syringe from a saw trap.
Yeah.
The saw trap syringe is a good name for it.
You're flying off a shelf.
Maybe I want though. You know, here we go. Let's move on. Matthew, thank you so much for sharing your dreams, your designs, and your brilliant idea with us on air. We're so pleased.
No problem.
At all. Do you want to give a shout out to your naysaying partner?
Emma, who's probably laying in bed listening to this right now with my son, Aaron, as well.
Okay, well, good morning to Emma and to Aaron. Emma, you were wrong. It's a brilliant idea, okay? Just so you know, we absolutely love it here on The Breakfast Show. Give it up for Matthew, everyone. Well done.
Amazing work.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry versus Matt Dyson. The sauce awakens.
Dear Dave and the team, Josh, 12 here from Wales. I would like to suggest a banana-flavoured sauce in a banana-shaped bottle. Josh thinks it would be really good, especially if you can mix it with peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh,
now, Josh, I hadn't thought about going down the sweet route
with
this.
Sweet sauce, yeah.
Like the whole pancake waffle world. I hadn't even thought of entering that. I'd been hell-bent on savoury and possibly spicy.
Doesn't have to be savoury, does it? Or you could have a banana ketchup. I've had some nice ones of those.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice idea, Josh. You've opened up a whole new world. That message has been sent in by Josh's mum, whose name is Claire. So thank you, Claire. A top idea for Matt Saucy Dyson sauce, says Dean in Crook. On the bottle, there is a picture of a guy on a motorbike, and that guy is Boone. You said this one of your favourite.
Inspired by Boone, the motorbike riding courier / PI from Central TV in the 80s.
What?
Okay, yeah. Why not?
This is the theme
tune
to Boone.
Hi-ho Silver Sauce, yeah.
Oh, Hi-ho Silver Sauce is nice.
Nice.
Would you explain to us three young'uns what's going on here?
I mean, he was a PI / courier driver. He had a motorbike. I once saw it being filmed in Slab Square in Nottingham. That's when I fell in love with Boone.
Michael Elphick.
Yes, Elphick, yeah.
Not that I know who you're talking about, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know how you're aware
of that. What? I don't
know.
He's
too young.
If you want to get involved in the creation of a truly bespoke sauce and decide which one is the best, whether it be my own, which it will be, or Matt Dyson's, you can get in touch right now at 8-12-15. Matt's already welcoming suggestions about Boone, for heaven's sake.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This week here on The Breakfast Show, we've been giving you the chance to win a £10,000 Wix Fix to celebrate the Wix lifestyle. kitchen and joinery event. So if your kitchen needs a little bit of love, then our good friends with DIY Benefits can sort you out. But of course, you can't just walk away with £10,000. No, Wix and everybody here on The Breakfast Show wanted you to create an ode, and you did not disappoint. On Monday, we were joined by Neil and Natalie. Tuesday, we head to Scotland with Caroline and Alan. On Wednesday, we had an entry for Molly and John. And yesterday, who could forget Nikki and Paul's rendition of Queen's We Will Rock You?
Yes. We love you. Wix.
People we love you. Wix. Have a little listen to this.
Wonky walls and leaky pipes, windows rattling through the night.
The garden's on a slope, overgrown and falling down. The kids don't have a hope. Our house, at the top of our street, our house is in need of some upkeep.
The tiles are chipped, the floors worn thin.
A sight so bad it's hard to take in.
No colour or style, no joy or flair.
Nothing but absolute disrepair. A kitchen space so drear and bleak.
It's hard to find the words to speak. Oh.
The neighbours complain about the noise and the mess.
Love it.
She hammers a thumb, then rips her vest. I'm done with the nails, now pass me the saw.
I just missed the joist, nearly fell through the floor.
This house renovation is becoming a chore, oh no. Which could make this house pretty, please?
Love the energy there.
Yeah. Eyes working all the time, paying all the bills, never having enough to spare.
Got dated shades, the sofa's low grade, somebody help to update.
All together now. Shades.
We will love you, Wix.
Love you, Wix.
We will love you, Wix.
Oh, congratulations to everybody who took part. You did, pardon the pun, absolutely nail it. But, of course, only one duo can get a £10,000 Wix fix. And our winners are Molly and John!
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, I can't believe it!
Congratulations, Molly! Congratulations, yay! John!
Thank you so much!
James and Lade nailed it! There it goes again for the judges. Congratulations!
Yay! I can't believe it. Having a day of gardening today,
but sod that. My customers are cutting their own grass today because I'm going to Wix and I'm picking my new kitchen.
Yeah! Yes! That's the spirit! There they are! Well, listen, let's get into it, shall we? The judges said the lyrical content coupled with an exemplary vocal delivery was exquisite.
Yes.
The high notes left a lot to be desired, but top marks for trying. And any song that contains the line, I just missed the joists and fell through the floor, was a winner in their book. As I say, we enjoyed every single one of your odes this week on the show. They were all brilliant. But Molly and John, I think the judges have chosen wisely. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. You have got your
£10,000 to spend.
Absolutely amazing, guys. Thank you.
John's customers will be mowing their own grass today. He's off to Wix.
So. The problem is most of them are in their 80s, so I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Right, okay. Well, make sure you look after our octogenarian friends first, then go to Wix. I'm sure our friends with DIY Benefits would agree with that. Molly, John, well done on being fantastic on the show. We are so pleased for you. And that was all thanks to Wix and their lifestyle kitchen and joinery event. Head online to wix.co.uk to check out the great offers on kitchens, doors and joinery. What a Molly, what a John!
Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
Fear not, I spent a little bit of time talking with both Molly and John. Of course, ecstatic to win a £10,000 Wix fix. John is going to cut the grass of the octogenarian customers he has as a landscape gardener before heading to Wix to pick his brand new kitchen.
He got carried away.
Who could blame him?
It's the last mow of the season, isn't it, coming up as well? So you need to do this one to get us through winter.
Exactly. John, you had a word with Matt. Matt knows all about mowing and when to and not to do it. So he's going to do that. Then he's going to go and get the kitchen. So, Just after nine here on The Breakfast Show is shout-out time, but I do like to make you work for them. And for the second time this week, we're going to have a verse in reverse. So I've taken a verse from one of the songs that we play across our nine different playlists here on The Breakfast Show, and I'm going to deliver it to you backwards. I'm going to flip reverse it, to put it another way. If you can figure out which song it's from, well, you can have a shout out. So make sure you include your name, where you are, what you're up to, whoever you want me to shout out. That can all go in there. But I also need your answers. And here we go. This is a verse in reverse. Everywhere you with be to want I ooh. Outwards, the get can't I am proud, oh. I'm that you know. Shout even, I'll louder, littler speak, I'll say to what no, don't I? And falling, I'm that know you. Name your hour, calling me here, you can.
Ooh, I think I got it, Early Doors. Mm.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Was it the I, ooh?
Yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, it is just after nine, and therefore it is shout-out time. And our final game of the week was a verse in reverse, taken from Absolute Classic Rock and The Main Station. I delivered the following. Everywhere you with be to want I, ooh. Outwards, the get can't I am proud, I'm that know you.
Whew, what a performance.
It was, of course, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
And everywhere. You know I ooh.
I
Well done to Ads and Finlay en route to sell poppies in Dudley, Christy in Kent on maternity leave, Roz in Broadway who has just done the long commute downstairs to work, Nick cutting grass in Sudbury, Dez the demon decorator. I got your name right, Dez. I know Ben Burrell always calls you Daz. It's Dez the demon decorator in Floors Castle spraying windows. Liz in Wimbledon who wants to give a shout out to her husband Chris. Big shout out to Chris! Amanda in Blackpool listening with her three-week-old daughter in amazement that The Breakfast Show stops her crying.
Oh, what? The power of this show.
You are welcome and congratulations. And Kez currently driving for 3 hours to attend a one-hour meeting that definitely could have been done on Zoom. Well done, everybody. The verse in reverse was Fleetwood Mac. And everywhere.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it for your Friday morning and another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. And what a week it has been. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. Of course, should anything happen across the course of the weekend that you think, I don't like that, Dave and the team would like that. Well, you can email me anytime you like. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk because, in case you haven't figured this out yet, I love having you on the show. Now, there is a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, which will shortly be available, and I've been dinging the podcast naming bell as always, and we have Your Witch is No Hamlet.
Yeah, it's another character, a wacky character, Witchy Koo Park, is the woman, the madame who I was being earlier.
A self-service checkout machine in a fur coat.
Glenn's reaction to the social ammo, I believe, that one.
The Priceful Debacle.
Yes, well, that's what it's referred to. That was the words of a listener on Five Words, Five Grand.
Don't bib at me, shouting Dreamweaver.
Yeah, that's what happens to you in the day-to-day life, apparently.
My interaction with the fans.
Yeah.
How could you not know that Anna's roommate has been to Margate?
An amazing moment in Five Words, Five Grand history. Anna could have done an opposite and she would have won the money for the guy. She was won away. Instead, she went for an obscure theme park on the Kent coast.
And finally, well, out of the mouths of babes, you said it just now, Mick and Gaga going at it.
They're singing, they're screaming on stage. I think it has to be. How could you not know Anna's roommate has just been to Margate? Lovely stuff.
There we go. That is the final name that completes the boxed set of a week's worth of the Daily Podcast. On the way, details on how you could win £150,000 on Make Me a Winner. Today, we guarantee to give the cash away. You'll have the money in your bank account to spend in time for the weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday morning. So until then, enjoy those weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.